So, Michaela.
Yes, Rory.
I've got an interesting question for you today.
Yes?
What the hell is Periscope?
Well, it's this newfangled thing. It's right. Like live tweeting on video.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty cool.
All right.
So
and apparently we're on it.
We're on
right now.
So hi to all our Periscope viewers on two phones.
Hey.
We're trying to be smart here and repurpose things three ways.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So let's get into the show.
Okay.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome back to another episode of the Tradies Business Show, coming to you pre-recorded via iTunes and live on Periscope right now. So I have no idea as I look at each of these phones if anybody's actually watching this or if I'm just doing that for our own benefit.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they're watching or tuned out. Order now.
But welcome, listeners, to the Tradies Business Show. You're what this show is all about as you're driving around or sitting on the work site or perhaps doing your bookwork at home.
Oh, someone's watching. See?
Hey, there you go. I'm watching. Creepy. It is very creepy, isn't it? So thanks for letting us know that somebody out there is actually paying attention to this. But today, apart from Periscope, Michaela,
yes,
we're going to talk about something very interesting, actually, that happened recently at a local school that you know of, yeah?
Yes. But
that
Is that what we're talking about?
It's not what we're talking about. I thought we were talking about that one.
No, we were going to talk about our plumber's Bunnings rant.
Oh, we're doing that one.
Yeah, we'll do that episode today.
So there you go, listeners. This is what happens when we try and do two video streams and a podcast at the same time. We manage to stuff it all up. See, we're human just like you.
Yes, but we're going to have a rant today.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a rant. And also it's a loving bit of coaching for tradies everywhere. And this came off the back of a social media. Well, there seems to be a lot of tirades and shitstorms on social media, doesn't there?
There is.
Seems to be the place that people do the whole keyboard warrior thing. Can you please stop bumping the equipment, Michaela?
We're so close together. We're not normally this close.
For those listening to the podcast, you should actually, next time you get the chance and we do a Periscope, go and follow us on Twitter. So, MM Clarkey. Or I'm Warwick D. Bidwell. So go and find each of us on Twitter. And if you don't know what Twitter is, give yourself an uppercut and go back to some of our earlier episodes about social media. But you can actually watch us record an episode, and we'll try and do this quite regularly. Somebody's sending us love hearts there. But we'll try and do this a bit more regularly. So you get to see the shenanigans that Michaela and I get up to. But we are standing very close to each other today so we can fit this in on the video. And we normally have a bit more personal space going on here, listeners. So I think we're a bit thrown by that.
We are.
But Michaela keeps bumping my microphone. So you're not going to do that anymore, are you, Michaela? Great. Recently on social media, there was a post put up about a Bunnings video that's been, and now Bunnings are using video marketing and they're using it pretty well actually,
yep,
to put up these how-to videos, and they've got a whole lot of these how-to videos, lots of them recorded by tradies or former tradies wearing a Bunnings overalls and the apron thingy. But this one was done by a plumber, and he's a licensed plumber. About how to solder pipes, okay? How to solder the joints on your pipes, which nobody does anymore anyway.
Mm.
That's pretty old school. And there was this string of, well, there was a lot of profanity used, so there was lots of swearing, lots of naughty words, about Bunnings basically taking business away from plumbers by showing people how to do their own soldering. Now, I don't know if anybody listening, apart from the plumbers, obviously, has had a crack at soldering their own pipes. I have, and it's not a fun job, and it's not something I'd really actually be bothered to stuff around with. Maybe if I was retired and had nothing better to do, I'd have a go, but honestly, doing my own pipes, as a consumer and a homeowner, it's just not something I'm going to bother with.
No, and these plumbers on this page went absolutely nuts because Bunnings are doing these types of videos now. So this isn't about how to make a little picture frame. They're saying they shouldn't be doing videos on this stuff that takes licensed plumbers yep. and real professionals should only be doing that work. And they yep. were really upset and they're going to take it to Bunnings.
Yep. And next thing, they'll be showing you how to wire up a PowerPoint and do all sorts of dangerous stuff that requires a license and all these sorts of things. So really, there was a lot of fear about, you know, somebody taking customers away from them by using essentially content marketing. So we've got someone here. Okay, so someone on Periscope just suggested, listeners, that it's for a quick fix while you wait 3 days for a plumber to actually come and fix it for you. So I think someone's having a bit of a crack at our tradies. So, listeners, if you've got anything to say in response to that, jump on our Facebook page, Tradies Business Show, and just tell us what you think about that, whether you're a plumber or electrician or whatever, it doesn't matter. But that's the problem, see, is consumers, I think, are getting frustrated with waiting for tradespeople. And I know our listeners aren't in that camp, but by all means, the fear is that Bunnings are taking business away from tradespeople.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Is that the case? No. Do you think they're going to do that?
No. If I'm going, well, let me just get this straight, right? Firstly, if I was going to solder.
There you go. So Michaela is definitely not going to take business away from you as a plumber if you're listening to the show.
Shoulder by
soldier on. It's not a codral ad. But no.
First off, I'd start doing it and realise what a shit job it is, and then I'd call the plumber.
Because you need hundreds of dollars of gear. Well, maybe not hundreds of dollars, but you need a fair bit of kit.
Yeah.
To be able to do this.
So I'm not going
to
watch this fit and go, oh, I can go do this. Uh-huh. Second point is, if I do have all the equipment and try and do it myself, well, I'm probably going to do a shit job and it's not going to work anyway. So I'm still going to need to call
a plumber.
It's going to
leak and then you're going to have to get a plumber anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Third thing is, if I was somebody that did it myself, they're not the customer you want because they're cheapskates.
Yeah, well, they're shopping at Bunnings to start with.
And they're looking to do something themselves that clearly they shouldn't be doing. So they're not going to be a value high-end customer for you and they're just going to be a cheapskate and want to screw you down.
Exactly. So.
So it's a good thing Bunnings are showing these videos, is my point.
Yeah, because they're showing people how hard it is to actually do this stuff. And I actually sat, and now I know how to solder and weld and do all that sort of stuff. Not very well, but I can do it. But I sat there and watched this video and thought, wow, my dad was really clever. Because he's a builder and he did all the pipework in our house. Now, I'm talking back in the 70s. But he literally hand-soldered all of the copper plumbing in our house when he built it back in the 70s. And so I sat there watching this video going, man, that just looks like a real waste of my weekend when I can call a plumber, probably pay a couple of $100, job's done, and I'm not going to cock it up. And I'm actually reasonably handy around the house. So this is the thing. The point we want to make here about content marketing is, If you're listening to this and you happen to be one of those plumbers who got on the page and had a spray about Bunnings, what you need to do is start doing your own videos just like that.
That's it.
And teach people how to do their own plumbing, and you'll be able to show them why they need a licensed plumber.
That's right.
Because it's not an easy job. And maybe a good video for that example would be, here's how to solder your own pipes, and this is why people don't do this anymore, because now we have compression fittings and blah, 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 and actually educate people about the risks of doing that themselves. You know, if you get a leak and it's underground, how much water you could lose per minute if you don't realize, and 4 days later it's cost you $500 excess water charge. Like, there's all sorts of stuff you can do to educate your consumers, and what it does is they'll watch that and go, oh, wow, this guy actually knows his stuff.
Yep.
And more than that, the reason content marketing works so well, and this podcast is a classic example of that, is if people are willing to give away their expertise and knowledge on a video or a podcast or via a blog or whatever it is for free, imagine the stuff they've got if you actually paid them. So we've got someone here on Periscope saying that their customers in trades in poo-poo social media. I wonder why that is. I wonder if it's because they don't understand it or what, but that's probably another episode of the show.
Yeah, and another thing is, if they're videoing as well, if they go out to someone that's tried to do it themselves and they don't do a very good job and the mistake's been made, video that example of a mistake being made. There's so many videos that these guys out in the road can be doing. You can, if they're really smart, they'll tweet live Periscope thing.
Periscope the next job that you're doing. I want to see. Here's a challenge for our listeners and for any tradies who happen to be on Periscope, which is unlikely. But if you are, tell us you're going to Periscope something, and we'll make sure we tune in, and we'll try and get our networks to tune in
And we'll share it around and do all that stuff. But because we're on a mission to get as many tradies onto content marketing as we possibly can, because they're so lucky, they're living and breathing the content that they can video all the time.
Yep.
So every time they see a bad job done, or they see a customer stuff something up, they've tried to do it themselves. It's perfect marketing ideas.
Interesting. So someone else on Periscope has just said that baby boomers see all this online stuff as a waste of time. And that's a bit of a challenge for businesses. And I think what was being said about the Bunnings was really a resistance to some change, right? We've got a massive chain store there that's actually grabbing hold of content marketing and using it to their advantage. And there's a lot of fear and resistance from, now whether they're young school, old school, it doesn't matter, but there's resistance to change. And that's what I think is happening with, whether it's baby boomers, older generation, it doesn't actually matter. I see lots of young guys that are really resisting change in their industry. And the problem with that is change will happen whether you embrace it or not.
That's it. And if you're not going to embrace this change, you're going to be left behind. Whether it's technology, marketing, whatever it is, you're still going to be working 16 hours a day. You're not going to get ahead. You're not going to keep up with the leads. You know, you're not getting new customers and new jobs and all that. So you're just going to completely be left behind.
That's right. And so the whole point behind this, for me, is you can bitch and moan about it and carry on about how, you know, the big end of town is squashing the little guys again and all that sort of stuff. Or you can actually do something about it and get proactive. And it's not to say if you can't beat them, join them. But you've only got to look at what successful companies are doing across other industries, and they're using this technology. So, you know, you can crap on with your excuses about it's a waste of time, or it's too hard, or people won't watch, or whatever.
And one of our viewers has just said they're saying they don't have enough hours in the day. Well, get some help.
Exactly. There's things you need to do. If you're running a proper business, there's things that you need to do, and Bunnings are doing it. So you'll still be bitching and moaning in 10 years about how all this stuff is unfair and unjust and, you know, no one's looking after the little guy, or you can actually pull your head out of your backside and do something about it.
And the other thing is that, you know, the beauty of this, yes, Bunnings is a multi-million dollar marketing budget, but you too have an iPhone or a phone in your pocket. You too can do video. Social media, online, smartphones make it all a competitive advantage. Everyone's playing on the same field now when it comes to things like video.
Yep.
So start using it. It's there. It's free.
I mean, this is a classic example for someone listening to this episode. Michaela and I have literally propped her iPhone up on top of a speaker in the studio, and there are people interacting live with us as we record this episode.
They only see half our faces. Yes,
yeah, fortunately, I've got my good side facing here. Well, it's actually just my nose, so nobody knows what I really look like, and I've got no idea what's happening on my phone because I can't see the screen. There could be 100 people there saying how fantastic I look. But the thing is, this literally took 5 minutes to set up. Now, you could say that, oh, but you guys are podcasters and you guys know this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, we had a 10-minute conversation about this before we recorded this episode and said, we really need to do something with this Periscope thing. And here we are doing Periscope. Now, have we made some mistakes? Absolutely. Next time I'll make sure that you can see both of us. Next time I'll turn my phone around so I can see the screen and see what comments people are making on my account.
Because if you are worried, well, we've ignored you basically because we can't see you. But my followers, I love you and we can see what you're saying.
Look at me. So listening to this, this probably sounds weird as a podcast episode, but the reality is you just have to be willing to do things and have a crack and learn how to do it. As a tradesperson, that's how you learned your trade. That's why we have apprenticeships done under master tradespeople, is because they are there to point out the errors of your ways so that you learn as you go. And you learn by making mistakes. They're not failures. It's actually learning. And it's the same with all this business stuff and marketing stuff. You just have to have a crack at it. See if it works for you. It might be a complete waste of time. But you could be.
It took us 30 seconds.
Exactly. And so you could prop your phone up in the corner while you're roughing in a house. And then, you know, some people might actually be interested in that.
Or get the apprentice to video you while you're driving and
follow you around.
Talk about something. There's a million things you could do.
Examples of shoddy workmanship, whatever, or good workmanship. This is why we put sand in the bottom of our drainage trenches and explain all the reasons why. Because most people don't see what goes under the ground.
Yeah.
So there's amazing opportunities to leverage technology these days. As I said, Bunnings are doing it. You can choose to complain about it, or you can choose to do something proactive about it and, you know, start swinging your bat on the big field with the big boys, because these days you have that opportunity as a small business owner.
Yep. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in to watching a behind the scenes of the Tradies Business Show. We may or may not do this again. and for those listening old school on the podcast.
Yeah, old school.
We'll back to normal next time.
Well, what I do want to say before we sign off, sorry, Michaela, is give us some feedback. So if you've just joined us on Periscope, please send us a message on Twitter or Periscope or however that works. Michaela's yet to teach me that.
Show us some love on Periscope.
Yeah. I saw a few love hearts up there before. Yeah, I was getting a bit worried. But go to our Facebook page as well.
Oh, look at all the love.
go to our Facebook page, so Tradies Business Show on Facebook, and tell us what you thought. If you're listening to the show as well, please leave us a review on iTunes. That's another way to show us some love in an old school way. And by all means, follow us on Twitter. So I'm Warwick D. Bidwell is my Twitter handle, and Michaela is MM Clarkey.
And hi, Amanda, who just joined on Periscope.
So, thanks for tuning in. I hope that was a bit of fun, and stop complaining and go and do something about it.
All right.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.